We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. 50 years after the bitter end of one of America's most controversial wars, President Biden is now in the Vietnamese capital of Hanoi.
We've elevated our cooperation directly to the Vietnamese highest tier of partnership, referred to as the Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. That means the United States has strengthened our ties with another critical Indo-Pacific partner.
The president's visit coincides with new CBS News polling that finds 50% of Americans believe he has made the country standing weaker in the world, and 57% believe he's not being tough enough on China. Those poll numbers come as the president was hoping to use this visit to reinforce his experience on the world stage as one of the reasons why Americans should reelect him next year. Ed O'Keefe, CBS News, Hanoi.
The new CBS News poll also shows voter concern about the president's age, but also about Donald Trump's. In North Africa and Morocco, the number of people known killed in a catastrophic earthquake this weekend now stands at more than 2,100. At least 2,400 are known hurt. Caroline Holt with the Red Cross.
The challenges are vast, and therefore that search and rescue efforts is absolutely the priority at the minute in order to make sure that we reach as many people as possible who are still stuck under the rubble.
Near Philadelphia, more than a week after a convicted killer crab-walked his way out of state prison, he's been sighted again, now shaved and in some different clothing.
Police are urging residents to remain inside and to lock homes and also vehicles. Police, they also say that he's now driving a stolen 2020 white Ford Transit van. They have Pennsylvania tags.
Reporter Howard Monroe of CBS Philadelphia. On the Weather Watch, the Lone Star State of Texas is holding its heat well, although it will get some scattered thunderstorms here and there. Far from the U.S. coast, Hurricane Lee is not as strong as it was a couple of days ago, but CBS's David Parkinson notes.
The storm is likely to strengthen again, but the good news, it's going to really just struggle to make it towards such a longitude that it could even possibly hit the United States.
What can and likely will hit the United States are strong waves and currents that Lee will be sending our way. Ever wonder about dangerous cities? Well, there might be a surprise or two on the list.
Crime risk assessment company Security Gauge looked at data on violent crimes from cities and towns across the country and found the most dangerous place is Bessemer, Alabama. It's recently experienced a spike in physical violence, property crime and motor vehicle theft. Monroe, Louisiana took the top spot last year, but is now number two on the list. Memphis, Tennessee and Saginaw, Michigan tied as the third most dangerous cities in the country.
That is our Stacy Lynn, and this is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Most older adults are not prepared to respond quickly in the event of natural disasters like wildfires or flash floods that can strike with little notice. Mike Moan reports now on steps Wisconsin seniors can take.
Fewer than one in three adults age 50 and older have created an emergency plan for wildfires, flooding, tornadoes, summer heat domes, or winter bomb cyclones. The findings were issued by AARP and the University of Chicago. Tom Camber with AARP says the first step is to ensure having access to vital information.
Getting signed up for alerts, as we all saw with the recent fires in Hawaii, just a few minutes was the difference in life and death.
Camber recommends having a phone charger for your car, making sure emergency contacts are listed in your smartphone, and creating copies of important documents that you can access online. AARP offers a template for creating an emergency plan and links to resources, and Wisconsin Emergency Management has a list of preparedness tips for seniors on its website. Those in assisted living facilities and their family members should talk with administrators about their emergency and evacuation plans. Camber says it's critical to discuss your needs with a trusted support network before a disaster occurs.
But it also sets up questions around, for example, who's going to be your in-case-of-emergency contact in your phone? If you do have to relocate in an emergency, is there somebody who you've already identified where you can go and stay?
It's also important to have 3-day supply of food and water and 3-week supply of prescription medicines on hand and ready to go. Older adults are frequently more socially isolated, so Camber says it's especially important for neighbors to look out for each other during a crisis. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. 93.5 The Tap. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up? This is
hey,
a
how you
party,
doing?
Man.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl, a very special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good, Earl. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. I am here with Chris Casper, who is the engineer for us this morning. And, you know, it's Labor Day. And yet, you know, Chris is laboring and you're laboring. And so we're really excited, man, about having the opportunity to bring a very special program to the state of Wisconsin via Civic Media. Thank everybody in Civic Media for understanding the importance of labor. And we're going to talk the history of labor and why things are the way they are and why we need to focus and work really hard to bring labor back to the forefront of what it was 50 years ago. I'll say this, as people are cobbling together their floats and all other things here at Zeiler Union Square, there are going to be major speeches that are going to be taking place here today. The governor is going to be at Labor Fest. The mayor's going to be at Labor Fest. Last year, I know down at the Summerfest grounds, we were so honored to have the President of the United States, Joe Biden, appear. He did a great job. But thousands upon thousands of people are going to descend on this little square in the coming moments. And right now, it's a little quiet right now, but in the twinkling of an eye, people are going to be on top of each other. The excitement that is going to be resounding from Zeiler Square, as it always is every year, of union families. And what I want people to understand about this endeavor, which goes on every year and has now for somewhere around, I think, about 40 years. As a young man, I participated in this every year. It was a highlight of our year as I was with the Smith Steelworkers 1906 for 34 years. I never will forget, as a starry-eyed young boy of 18 years old, right out of high school, was scheduled to go to Stout University and that fall. And my dad worked at a company called A.O. Smith. We made auto frames for Ford, Chrysler, General Motors. We made the frames for every semi-truck, every military vehicle, you name it. Our company was in existence for, and is still in existence in a different way, but not just in the city of Milwaukee, but all over the world now. It's a global company. But back in those days, we had 6,500 workers. And as I walked into the plant, I never will forget, just looking at this massive facility that looked like it was from the 1930s. And here I was, a young boy, and not really understanding anything about unions. But I walked into that plant, and 34 years later, one job. That was the way it was. And for over 30% of the American people were connected to unions in one way, shape, or form. Contrast that with today. You look at where we are, and about 11% of the population are involved in unions. And even worse yet, private unions, only 6%. And, you know, people talk about the pay structure and the middle class and how it's been destroyed. In rural areas, many of you remember the paper mills. And you remember that at 18 years old, you could walk into a facility and I gotta hold everything right now because none other than Ms. Pam Fent has just walked into our presence, and I got to stop, and we got to bring Pam on. Because, you know, she's with Milwaukee County Labor Council, and they organize and bring Labor Fest together every year. It clearly is more than a labor of love. It is certainly something that brings attention to many of the people, your neighbors and your brothers and your sisters. The union is a family. It's one great big family, and we need to see that family grow even more. Pam and I remember a time when that family was a lot larger than it is today. But she is here, and I'm so excited to see my old friend, Ms. Pam Fent, of Milwaukee County Labor Council. Good morning to you, Pam.
Good
How you
morning,
doing?
Good morning, Earl. Good morning. How are you today?
Listen, it's Labor Day.
You found a shady spot.
Yeah, but it's Labor Day. How long has Labor Day been going? Labor Fest been going on?
You know what? You're stumping me with your first question, Earl. But it's been going on. I think we traced it back into the early 50s is when we started doing the parade through downtown Milwaukee. And you can feel the excitement building already, even though it's early in the setup stage. But you know very well from your years of experience that by 11 o'clock, this park's going to be packed.
I already let them know.
Yeah.
And the energy level is going to be unbelievable. Yeah. Let me ask you, Pam, you've been in labor how long?
14 years.
14 years. Mm-hmm. Something special about people in unions, right?
I heard you mentioning family, and I would have to say that that's true. Never a greater group of people to have your back, and, you know, that crosses industry lines, it crosses race and class lines, it crosses gender lines. You know, we say if you want to erase gender inequality, get under a union contract. You know, if you want to erase racial inequality, get under a union contract. It's the same thing for everybody.
Yeah, you know, but it's a lot harder now because there are less unions.
Well, we took a huge hit under Scott Walker, right? You know, he kicked the public sector in the teeth, and that took a lot of wind out of our sails collectively. But on the other hand, I just saw a great organizing update from the MTEA that they signed up several hundred people this summer as they were getting ready to start the school year. So, you know, President Liz Shuler from the AFL-CIO has called this hot strike summer. And, you know, from the Teamsters contract to the Writers Guild to
UAW's talking that now.
Yeah, they are because they're saying, you know, we know what the car manufacturers make and we want our piece of it. We're the ones that make the cars. And so whatever the corporations are into, we want our fair piece of that as the people who put it all together.
So, look, I know you got a lot to do. And so I just wanted to touch base with you before you. Oh, we're okay. So we got a little time. So, but I clearly remember like yesterday, preparing for Labor Fest. Mm-hmm. And it was like a child on Christmas morning,
yeah,
right?
For sure, yeah.
You couldn't sleep that morning. I knew I would be with brothers and sisters from across the city, across the state. And we brought our families. And the highlight of all of it is the Summerfest grounds.
Yeah, right. We've got our free festival open noon to 5 down on the Summerfest grounds. We invite the community to come take a look. We invite people to come out and line Wisconsin Avenue in Chicago and watch our parade. All of our union people want to throw candy, so come on out.
so we are being heard across 20 markets in the state of Wisconsin. So right now, yeah, with Civic Media.
Yeah.
So there are people right now all across the state who are union people as well,
yeah,
and who are really happy that this is taking place.
And on the Wisconsin AFL-CIO, the statewide site, they've got all the different Labor Day festivals that are going on in different cities throughout Wisconsin. So people, if they're really curious and they want to come hang out with union folks, they can check that site for information about what's going on across the whole state. But, you know, we're sitting next to the gazebo here, and we've got our Colectivo Collective, which is the union coffee workers that, you know, fought.
Are still fighting.
Well, they got their contract.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they just ratified. But it was, you know, it was a bigger argument than we expected it to be. But they stood strong with their, you know, partners in IBEW, and it's just turned out marvelous. But, you know, it's so great to see all these young people in different industries entering into
on a different scale. The fight for 15 has been going on for a long time, and I had a young lady on SEIU did a live remote a couple of weeks ago there, and there was a woman who spent 30 years working in fast food. And she was never able to rise above $16 an hour.
Yeah.
And this is why we have to get people to understand the importance of unions, mm-hmm, right? The importance of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because individually trying to attack this is almost an impossible task.
Oh, for sure. You know, I'll take solar, for example, right? We've got people doing residential solar, and they're not making $14, $15 an hour, no benefits. They have to arrange their own lodging when they're traveling out of town for work. If you were a union electrician doing solar, that would never happen to you.
Yeah, so listen, we've got to go to a break. You got a minute?
Yes.
All right, so I'll be right back, and I'm so excited to have my guest on, and Pam Fent of the Milwaukee County Labor Union. We'll be right back.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Fig Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn.
But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Clear skies today with daytime highs approaching 92. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 72. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. A mix of clouds and sun again tomorrow. Highs around 92. Low 80s Wednesday, with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Upper 60s Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
Welcome back to a very special edition, a 2023 edition of Labor Fest in Milwaukee. It is a glorious, glorious morning. You couldn't ask for a better day, and I'm really excited as Civic Media, year one, of giving us an opportunity to do this live as in all of the different markets across the state. So I'm so excited. This is the Earl Ingram, and really excited about being here. I want to introduce my next guest, Miss Rebecca
Klepsch. Klepsch, yep.
Klepsch. Okay, you're with Waukesha and Milwaukee Labor Council. Good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Earl. We're doing great on this fun, sunshiny day.
So Waukesha Labor and Labor Fest, and we're here in Milwaukee, and so these are a lot of people from Milwaukee, but certainly labor is big in Waukesha as well.
Yes, absolutely, Earl. So Milwaukee and Waukesha have two separate labor councils. A lot of the unions are the same. So kind of like the laborers, Local 113,
right,
they're all over. But they have representatives that don't always want to drive down
right
into Milwaukee. So we want to make sure that we have a spot for labor in Waukesha where members can feel comfortable in their own community and support labor in their own community, from the machinists to the steel workers to the painters. We have lots of sheet metal workers. The sheet metal workers, Local 18, they're located right in Waukesha. Lots of different members of different unions are in Waukesha, and we're doing great.
You know, there are, again, we're being broadcast all across the state network of civic media. Every one of those areas, union people.
Absolutely.
Same thing, the same reality, and the power and the strength of all of those people mobilized together, working together, and allowing their families to have great livings and great benefits.
And I'll tell you some of the fun things. With my position, I am a community service labor liaison. So Milwaukee Area Labor Council has two full-time people there, and I'm in Waukesha, and I support Milwaukee as well. So some of the fun things that we get to do is we get to work with labor and with groups in the area, and we work hard, but we play hard. Just recently, one of the tasks that we had at hand is United Way. We've partnered with United Way for the last 80-plus years. They have a backpack coalition. They help 13 community schools, a couple in Waukesha and a bunch in Milwaukee. They put together all these backpacks, and they had a distribution problem. So I said, I have an idea. I have some friends at labor. How about we get them together? So what we did is I went to the Milwaukee area. I went to the Milwaukee Building Trades, talked to Dan Bukavich, the president, and he said, Rebecca, why don't you come talk to our group? So on a Thursday, I went and talked to all the business managers and business agents, and they said, we'll support you. So what we did is we found out they had thousands and thousands of backpacks, and labor has a lot of trailers. So what we did is over a course of a week and a half, 2 weeks, we set up times where we met and we transported backpacks. Just in one day alone, we did 1,400 backpacks. Wow. In 2 hours.
Wow. You know, part of all of this is, and I've said this for a long time, trying to make sure that we keep the legacy of all of this going and the trades themselves. And so I sometimes am bothered by the fact that we don't spend enough time in the school system, the public school systems and others. When I was a young boy, we had metal shop, wood shop, mechanical drawing, all those things were mandatory, and you had to take those things because labor was robust in those 60s and in the 70s and in the 80s. And so all these different corporations were here, and so they had to have people who would come in and replace those of us, you know, baby boomers who are retiring. And I'm kind of a little fearful that that's not a career path that is taught as much anymore. Trades.
Yes, you're right. One of the things that we work on doing with the high schools, we work on getting in there for different career fairs, and so they can know that, you know what, there's a lot of great opportunities out there. Not everybody needs to go to college. You know, I have a degree, and guess what? My agricultural degree is not getting me anywhere. I've been with union for 19 years with a union insurance company, and the last 3 years going strong here with labor, and they're just great people to be around, and you can have a wonderful career.
So you are doing something. You've got these labor, there's a Labor Fest raffle. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so anybody who wants to have an opportunity, there's a Labor Fest raffle, and what it is the grand prize is $5,000. Second prize is $1,000, third $500, and five additional prizes at $100 each. It is brought to you and sponsored by the Milwaukee Area Labor Council, AFL-CIO. The drawing will be held later today, but I am going to be down here at Zeidler Square Park selling raffle tickets, $3 each or two for five.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. A half a century after America's war in Vietnam, an American president speaks there calling for closer ties.
What it will allow them to do is more business. There are also talks of perhaps even more exchange of military arms deals, for instance, and perhaps including Vietnam in the semiconductor supply chain.
The BBC's Laura Bicker in Hanoi. While in Asia, Mr. Biden's also keeping an eye on North Africa on the rescue efforts after a major weekend earthquake in Morocco. The death toll there are now over 2,000 and still increasing.
We're working expeditiously to ensure American citizens in Morocco are safe, standing ready to provide any necessary assistance to the Moroccan people.
Back here, Hurricane Lee is now a lessening weather concern in the Atlantic. CBS News forecaster David Parkinson.
It looks like the best case scenario is playing out, which is that Lee stays far offshore.
But it is still expected to send some strong waves and currents to the shore. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
All right, welcome back to a very special Labor Fest edition of the Earl Ingram Show. Big ups to Civic Media as we are broadcasting from Zeidler Union Square and broadcasting all over the state of Wisconsin. It is Labor Fest 2023, and people are organizing their unions and gathering, and families will be here, and as far as the eye can see, you'll see the best of what unions are. And again, I can never not talk about my 34 years in the union, and I miss it. I want to welcome now Mr. John Jacobs. He is the business manager of IBEW Local 494. Good morning to you, sir. How are you doing?
Good morning, Earl. Very good. It's a beautiful day out today, and it's great to be here to celebrate labor.
Isn't it great to be around? There's something special about all of those people who have the connection. You don't need to know one another. All you need to know is that we're all part of the same reality, and that's the fact that we are blessed and fortunate to have been engaged and involved in unions, which really have positioned our families and ourselves to live a middle-class lifestyle.
It really is. You know, quite honestly, like you said, that common thread is union. We're all one big union family, and we spread the good word, right? We talk to our family. We talk to folks that are not familiar with unions, and it is our ticket to the middle class. It truly is.
29 years.
29 years for me. I just celebrated on May 23rd. It is hard to believe at times, but I have never regretted that decision in my life. It has paid dividends to me and my family.
You know, we had 30 and out. I don't know if you guys...
We do not.
Okay, so, but I mean, you got to think. So we had 30 years and out 20 years ago. The power of the union. We had 6 weeks paid vacation. Mm-hmm. We had 5 personal days. We had our birthday off. We had a week off for Christmas. We had 4 days off for Thanksgiving. We had all of those things, a union wage, pensions. And so this stuff didn't happen because the companies were so benevolent, did they?
They did not. Our particular IBEW started in 1891. Like most locals, it usually starts because of safety issues, and from there you build upon itself. And to your point, the only way you're going to have things agreed to is if you sit down with a contractor or an employer and negotiate those things into a collective bargaining agreement, which is a legal binding document. Some people forget that. They hear CBA and they think sports people, you know, NFL, Major League Baseball. But why not us, as employees working for companies, sign on to a CBA, collective bargaining agreement, with our employers to have those same rights?
You know, there was a time when I remember people saying, well, unions are for lazy people and unions are just for lazy people. You probably have heard this.
Absolutely.
Along the way. And if you really were, you know, a wise person, you wouldn't want to be a part of a union. As a matter of fact, I remember when Right to Work came into existence, and many people were led to believe that you wouldn't want to be a part of a union. Well, I can tell you, if more people had access to unions, we'd have more middle class families in this country than we have now.
Agreed. And what we're seeing is a resurgence of people getting interested in unions again. People are getting sick and tired of, quite honestly, getting pushed around. And they start exploring and saying to themselves, what of, you know, a union? What if we were to join a union? What does that bring to us? And quite honestly, we just had that. In the last 3 years, we had Collectivo Coffee approach us on just that. What about a union? And we move forward with signing them up, negotiating their first contract, and we're bringing on board close to 500 folks that have never been part of a union before.
You know, part of what this is and why, you know, I'm so happy that my company allowed us to do this is many people listening don't know anything about unions, okay? Give them a little synopsis on what the union really is.
So the union, I go back to what I said earlier. It's a collective bargaining agreement. At its core is that agreement, which is a legal binding document. So it's not where if you have agreed to in that agreement to work Saturdays at time and a half, the employer can't come back and say, ah, you know what, I can't afford that. That doesn't hold water. The CBA is what backs that up. You mentioned earlier as far as protects lazy people. Quite honestly, if you're not up to snuff, they're going to let you go. You know, it's that simple. However, I will say this. If you get let go unjustly, that collective bargaining agreement protects you, right? It affords you that representation to come in and say, well, let's take a look and see if you were fired for legitimate cause. So on top of what you mentioned earlier, the wage, the benefits, I'll speak on behalf of the electricians right now. They're making $47.75 an hour on the check. And the benefits are above that. A lot of times people misunderstand that benefits are deducted off the check. Outside of our world, that happens. But we're making $75 and change with the benefits. Six paid holidays, vacation fund that if you didn't touch it for a year, it's 3 weeks paid vacation. We have three pensions. We have an annuity, 401k.
Wait a minute. You're going to get people. They're going to fall out.
Right.
But so let's talk about the part of it where people go to college and they graduate, and right now there's this push about, hey, I'm $100,000 in debt, and I'm never going to pay back $100,000. Once you become a tradesperson, and the training and most of that is paid for.
It is. The way ours is set up is there is a part of the package includes a contribution to our training center. And so that means we're self-funded. So anybody that's working for an employer that contributes to that fund, they have the ability to take those courses. And in the case of the electricians, we're in a state that you have to be licensed to perform electrical work. And the only way to maintain your license is you have to take classes that are accredited towards that license.
Well, see, I'm not a fancy business manager guy like you, and I wasn't that.
But I
will say this to you. I'm smart enough to know that artificial intelligence is never going to replace an IBEW worker, is it? Maybe, I don't know.
Right.
Is it safe to say that?
I would say it's safe to say that because when it comes to construction in general, quite honestly, right now you're not going to see that out in the field. You
right.
may see that, let's say, in a prefabrication shop possibly, but for now, to your point, the trades, the crafts, what you're taught, nobody can ever take away from you, including AI.
Now, you know, getting young people to know about it. And so I set up a nonprofit that I run, and I had tradespeople. I'm dealing with boys 10 to 13 years old. And I started bringing tradespeople in to talk to them at that young age. And so people say, well, why would you start that young? Because math is critically important. Am I wrong for talking about starting at that age?
Well, it's certainly been a point of debate, right? Just let them be kids.
Right.
Right. Just leave them be.
No, we're just, I'm not
no.
being pressure. I just
no,
want
no.
them to know
right.
the trades people and what it is they can, you know, when they say, well, I want to be a doctor, a lawyer, an Indian chief, a right. banker. Right. But I want them to also say, I want to be a tradesperson.
And those doors are opening. We're seeing it at that level, in the middle school level. Some people think by the time you reach them at high school, it's too late. To your point, we are doing that. We're reaching out to them at the middle school level to kind of get that seed planted, that when we see them again in high school, here, start thinking about it. Because like you said, some of the things required into our apprenticeship for us, for the electricians, you have to have 2 full years of math. One of the courses has to be algebra, and you had to have C's or better. So we use math a lot in the
well,
craft.
Well, you know, I mean, C's or better, that's the average guy.
It is.
Right? We're not sending them to Princeton or Harvard, right?
Although we want those smart ones,
yeah.
too.
well, there's no question when we're talking about electrical work and where this thing is going. You certainly need those people at the top of the pyramid.
Absolutely. We're in a world where everybody wants to electrify things. That's in our world. We're ecstatic about that. Quite honestly, in talking with the schools, like I said, the doors have been opening for us that we're now in the same conversation as college and the armed forces.
And so to me, that's the crux of it. Because if people really knew, you put some numbers out here that made my head spin, right? And so you certainly have an opportunity to live a strong middle-class life, send your children to school, buy a home, whatever your wishes and dreams are, travel the country, travel the world, from that type of a job. Right?
Absolutely. And then you got a nice retirement at the end
of
that.
Well, see, and I'm not saying police and fire and all of those things. Certainly everybody can't be a policeman. Everybody can't be a fireman. But the opportunities in the trades are limitless. And there was a time when we would think that that was mainly a man's job. Let's talk a little bit about the fact that there are women as incorporated in this as men.
Absolutely. Women, minorities, you name it, the doors are open. The days of who you know are gone. Because when you do that, the realization is you're becoming exclusive. You're inclusive. And you can't do that if you're going to survive. And so some of the efforts that we've done is I personally am sitting on the Milwaukee Social Development Commission. I'm one of the commissioners over there. The seat that I occupy is for the Milwaukee Area Labor Council.
My good friend George Hinton.
George, Dr. Hinton,
yes.
Correct, absolutely. And Chairman Elmer Moore is
yes,
on
sir.
There. So those are wonderful opportunities to get in front of the students that are taking their Absolute Advantage course to say, where do you go from here, right?
Yeah, you know, I will say this. We're being heard all over the state of Wisconsin. 20 different markets Civic Media is in right now. So what would you say to people who are in other areas, in rural areas, in those types of places? How can they connect?
So the wonderful world of the Internet, right? You Google unions. And if you're interested in the crafts, it's real easy. You want to Google building trades, right? Union building trades, you look that up, that's your center point. From there, it's wonderful because you can read a description about each of the crafts. Most people hear about electricians and plumbers, but all of a sudden they're going to start seeing things like a boiler maker or a steam
right.
fitter. What's that, right? Or if you look at the elevator construction crews.
Mason.
Oh, masons, you name it, right? So from there, you get your education by reading those various things, and then within that, you have your specific contacts to reach out to.
You know, I want to make sure that people get that again, repeat where they'd go.
You're going to Google search union building trades, and that will nail down the specific area that you're looking at, right, as far as the area of the state. And then from there, you can take a look at each craft. And then each craft will have its own representative with a phone number that you can call.
You know, construction, and I used to think construction was completely separate, but construction encompasses almost all the trades.
It absolutely does. And the beautiful thing about that is when you're on a site, you have to work as a team. It's not just you. You work with a team, not only internally with, like for us, the IBEW, you're working with the steam fitters, the boiler makers, the sheet metal folks. You name it, you have to work together as a team.
All right, so I want to thank you, Mr. John Jacobs, business manager of IBEW Local 494, and I'm glad you're not interested in radio.
Earl, I really appreciate this opportunity.
Thank you.
It's
a pleasure. All right, so we've got to go to a break. Once again, we are located at Zeiler Union Square on 4th and Michigan, 2023. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. I can't believe it's mm-hmm. that 2023 Labor Fest is in full effect. We'll be right back.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
93.5 The Tap. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Labor Fest in Milwaukee and across the nation. We're excited. We're here at Zeidler Union Square along with the Milwaukee County Labor Council. And so, you know, thanks again to Civic Media as we are being broadcast across our vast network across the state. Really, really excited about today. And we want to welcome two new guests, Miss Macy.
Hi.
And Izzy.
Hi, hello.
So listen, so they work for Colectivo. Good morning to both of you.
Yes, good morning,
good morning
as well.
So Macy and Izzy, let's see. Let's see, back in my day, that would have been Mary and Joe. I mean, and Joan. But it's a reality. It's a new world now. But congratulations. Let's talk about the fact that you guys are part of a new union.
Let's talk about
the importance of that.
Yeah, they protect a lot of our union rights. That's what we're here to celebrate today. We're really excited to be a part of them. After a couple long years, we finally passed our union, and we're just really excited to be here.
So let's talk about, you know, fighting for it, because I know you guys, it was a fierce battle, and certainly Colectivo didn't just welcome unions in. What was the fight like?
It was a lot of gathering, like, other people around and trying to get people to understand what a union really was. I think that was our biggest battle, was just trying to get people to understand what a union meant for us. Because there's not a whole lot of coffee unions in the U.S.,
right.
So we're, you know, kind of paving the way for that, in a way.
You're the standard bearer.
Yeah. So it was just a lot of educating.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what that role was like.
I would say the same, but also definitely, like, it was difficult in the ways of, like, I would say that it was difficult. We work at the headquarters for Colectivo. We work at the Humboldt location, so we're right in the thick of things almost. So it was kind of, we could really feel the tension between the uppers and, like, us. So it was definitely, like, a hard position to be in for all of us. Pretty nerve-wracking, just trying to fight for that.
Yeah. Well, you know, you guys are young and so the opportunities, you know, that you're going to receive, and this is the early stages of the union, but benefits. Tell us a little bit about some of the benefits you now have that you probably would not have had before.
Yeah, one of our biggest things was a pay raise. We were originally...
And certainly that didn't matter much, right?
It did, yeah. It definitely mattered. Yeah, that was definitely one of our biggest things, because we do work, like, we're a lot of parts of people's first parts of their day.
Yeah.
You know, we're important parts of everyone's life. Coffee is super important.
The community, giving back.
Yeah. So the pay raise was amazing. And then just protecting us more with, like, our, if you get hurt at work, there's, like, more of a process now. And we have paid breaks now, which is
better. So let me ask you, Colectivo is all over the nation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're all unionized.
Yep.
It's actually not all over the nation.
Okay.
It's mainly Wisconsin. There is a location in Chicago, but that's about as far out as it goes right now.
Okay.
I know that they're working on branching out, and they want to, like, make more locations.
But all the Colectivos are now unionized.
Yep.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And so you guys, I mean, clearly you feel a little safer now, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we definitely have people behind us now to, like, back us up over certain things. Another big thing that we got was sick days. We didn't have a sick leave before. So that's also really nice, because otherwise, you know, normally it was like three strikes, you're out.
Yeah, yeah. You got to get in there sick or not.
You know, yeah, people do get sick. And, you know, if you're starting a shift at like 5 a.m, finding coverage is not going to be very ideal.
Well, you guys are really young.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some people who, you know, been around a little while, mm-hmm. and this really matters to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is what they choose to do. They're going to do this.
Right.
You guys when you're young, you may do a lot of different things. But for people who, you know, been around a little while, this really makes a big difference.
Absolutely. And it's been amazing today to talk to people in more established unions who have been, like, doing this for years. Because we're so young in the union, it's been really cool to meet all these people.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have to tell you, you know, I remember when Colectivos first came into existence and the turnover.
Yeah.
Baristas and those. Did I pronounce it right?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, okay. By the way, what is a barista? Anyway. Yeah, you know, but you guys are special. The people who work in the Colectivos have personality. And so, you know, they don't just hire any person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's something about you guys and the fact that they're now going to, because of the union, treat you the way you should be treated.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And there'll be less turnover. And yeah, it's a lot better now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm excited as well that, you know, you guys are a new union. You're entering into it.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see this place is going to light up shortly. and you now be able to be a part of it. And really excited to see you guys. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Where are you guys at?
Humboldt.
Yeah.
I know exactly where it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'll come in and say hi.
Awesome. Yeah.
All right. You remember the guy with the white hair.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, thank you very much. Listen, we've got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Mr. Kent Miller, president of Wisconsin Labor, Laborers District Council. A very special edition of the Earl Ingram Show at Labor Fest 2023 at Zeidler Union Square. Be right back.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Fig Newton lover. of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jay. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W22 AD P. Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.